TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
It's the number one story in the country. Trump signs the bill to release the Jeffrey Epstein case files after fighting it for months.
Mm-hmm.
Number one story.
Yeah.
Now we have a test that'll be fascinating and probably also painful to watch. Does Trump have enough control over the deep state to get these documents? I don't know. Seriously doubt it.
Yeah, that's the question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Confidence is not high.
It's not high. And when that happens, and I think it will, they may be able to put some more out. They may be able to dump some more stuff out. I hope they can. Just something, anything. They'll say Trump is stonewalling. Trump is hiding. Trump is doing that kind of thing. When what it actually is Trump does not have full control of the federal government, never has been fighting for it for a long time, mm-hmm. and can't get these documents. Senator Ron Johnson talking about both Epstein and Thomas Crooks. So you got three things going on here, and we've been very tightly focused on them right now that tell you a story. Number one, the pipe bomber on January 6th, the existence of the pipe bomber was used as justification to censor conservatives, to target us, to politically persecute us, because we're dangerous. We're terrorists, right-wing terrorists, right? Well, we now know from the Blaze's amazing investigative reporting team, the pipe bomber wasn't a MAGA. She's a Capitol Police officer. She got a plum job with the CIA after planting those bombs. The FBI lied about that. The agent that found her knew who she was. We had her within days. Kyle Serafim of the bombing was interviewing within days, wanted to interview, I should say, her next door neighbor who dropped her off. FBI called off the whole thing, told him he couldn't continue the investigation. He'd gotten basically too close to the actual pipe bomber who was not MAGA. We learned that from Cash Pat... No, from the Blaze. See the problem there? Mm-hmm. And it happened again in the last 2 weeks. So the FBI lied. Happened again in the last 2 weeks with Thomas Crooks. We found out the truth about who Crooks is. That's terrifying. FBI lied. We found out from Cash Patel. No, we didn't. We found out from X, from Tucker Carlson, who broke the story, and then the New York Post, who piggybacked on it. See the problem there?
Yeah. There's a transparency problem here, Tara, isn't there?
There is a massive transparency problem. What I don't know right now is whether Kash Patel has done what everybody else has done who's walked into the DOJ and the FBI under Trump in the past administration. You go through the doors, it's like they zap you in the brain. You become a droid. And you exist to protect the deep state at all costs, even if you were a good person before that. I don't know what they do to them. Or Kash Patel just can't get this stuff. I want you to hear this. This is Senator Ron Johnson saying something very interesting, okay? And this is a fascinating clip when you look at it. I did the Battleground America podcast on it yesterday. This Ron Johnson should be really angry at Kash Patel right now because Ron Johnson subpoenaed all of this Thomas Crook stuff that's now coming out from the New York Post, from X, from Tucker Carlson. That was back in July. Issued a subpoena, a legally required comply document to Kash Patel and the FBI. Turn it over in July. It's November. He hasn't bothered. You think Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson, would be mad about that. But he doesn't sound mad. And so again, he's on Fox News and they're doing a dual interview. Okay, it's a little confusing, but half of it's on Epstein. The other half is on Crooks. It's the same interview. But he's talking about both here. When he says, look, I mean, most of this evidence is probably destroyed. In other words, he doesn't seem really angry at Kash Patel for defying his subpoena and ultimately lying to them, saying there's no there there. We've given you everything. Or did he just think he'd given them everything? This is like a Tom Clancy novel. It's hard to even explain, really, yeah. If you haven't read the whole 800 pages, right?
Exactly. You get all the characters and the plot lines messed up.
Yeah. But this, I mean, it's also fascinating, you know what I mean? I'm horrified, but at the same time, completely fascinated by it. Okay, listen to Ron Johnson here. Again, he should be mad at Kash Patel for defying his subpoena. And he's talking about the Epstein documents. If you listen to this, I don't think he thinks we can get them.
I'm not quite sure what's happening inside the current FBI and Department of Justice. I mean, I don't doubt for a second there remain partisans burrowed in, trying to frustrate every attempt, certainly not coming forward and volunteering information. I mean, the fact that some of this evidence was recovered out of a burn bag, out of a skiff, first of all, indicates how many documents have already been destroyed.
Yeah.
But people do wrong. They don't leave evidence laying around. So I'm highly concerned about, a lot of relevant and incriminating documents already having been destroyed, and certainly not help from a lot of the deep staters in these agencies to try and get to the truth out, to help Kash Patel and Pam Bondi. So, I've got a great deal of sympathy with those two individuals. They're trying to clean up a lot of messes left behind by the Biden administration.
All right, we'll check.
Okay, he just said he has a great deal of sympathy to the guy currently defying his subpoena.
You know, that makes it sound to me like that he understands that Patel and Bondi do not have control of those agencies, and the president doesn't either. And as he said, the deep state is there. Mm-hmm. It is embedded. It is not able to be completely eliminated. I mean, it's almost like trying to treat a cancer. You can deal with some of the symptoms, but it is so intertwined into the body that it is not possible to completely eradicate it.
That is, by the way, the third time Ron Johnson has said this, Lee, where he said, hey, we rely on whistleblowers to find out what's going on with the FBI's biggest cases. Mm-hmm. Well, you should be able to just send down the hall for the file and they bring it to you.
Yeah.
No, we need whistleblowers for that. Whistleblowers, just to find out what's going on in the agencies we're supposed to run. So I'm not convinced at all that Trump could get whatever Epstein stuff. And then you put that on top of a bombshell our side really needs to revisit right now. And I know why we didn't, because there was so much news that week. It was 2 weeks ago now. We learn that James Comey's little girl, disgraced James Comey, his little girl, who's a federal prosecutor, offered Epstein a deal. Make up something on Trump. Tar him as a pedophile. It's got to be something Trump can't disprove. And we'll take away the charges. We'll drop the charges against you. And that she even said, because remember, Trump was in office at the time, right? He was still president when she's doing this with Epstein. Epstein was arrested under Trump. Don't forget that. Arrested under Trump's Department of Justice. She tells Epstein, look, Trump may be president, but he doesn't control the DOJ. He doesn't control the FBI. We do. And by the way, we'll let you out of prison if you give us something on Trump. It makes sense. I never understood why the deep state would arrest Epstein. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. And when I heard them, I went, oh, they arrested him for leverage to get him to make something up on Trump.
A bigger fish to fry.
A bigger fish to fry. And so when you saw Comey's little girl get fired months ago and the media went wild, that's why. So what's Comey's little girl been doing since then? She's been the chief person fighting all these FOIA lawsuits from Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, from the Gateway Pundit, to try, from our side, basically, trying to get these documents, these Epstein documents, released. There's two places they are. They're in the federal government, in the FBI, but they're also in the courts. She successfully defeated them and got liberal judges appointed by Democrats to block the public from seeing the list of Johns, which absolutely exist within the courts. That's what his little girl's been doing the whole time, protecting the Johns, trying to go after Donald Trump. And I think maybe even protecting the Johns so that, wow, when those files come out, Trump's name's not in them. Because believe me, they used it. If it was, then they got nothing.
Yeah.
It's so this whole plot is still ongoing. This really is the new Russia hoax.
Yeah.
The new fight with the deep state. Meanwhile, polls are turning negative on affordability. Trump said he'd fix the prices.
Yeah, I know. This is.
And what people see, and there, people are desperate, okay?
Yeah.
They really are. I mean, things are still Bidenflated.
Yes.
Terribly Bidenflated. And here's the thing people don't understand. You actually don't want the prices to go down, okay? That's deflation. That is an absolute economic nightmare. What you want is the prices to stabilize.
Stabilize, yeah.
And they are.
Yeah.
It's just
slowly.
Slowly. They absolutely are. I mean, we're looking at about, you know, just shy of 3% inflation. That has been considered healthy until now. Now all of a sudden it's not healthy.
Yeah.
It absolutely was when Biden was telling us that he'd gotten inflation down to something in that range. But now all of a sudden Trump's not. Wages have not caught up with those prices. But you don't want prices to go down. You just want them to stabilize. And here's the sad part about this, and I hope we can fix this by the midterms. Things are beginning to turn. And I don't know if they'll turn fast enough. They really are.
Yeah, Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, was talking with Brett Baer on Fox News the other night about just this very same thing. And he was predicting first, second quarter next year about when things should stabilize and you'd really see some improvement. Of course, that doesn't help you with the polling right now. And whether or not what people think is absolutely accurate, because a lot of people are blaming Trump. I think one of the polls that Fox News just showed a while ago, it's like 2/3 of the people are blaming Trump for the current economic situation. And I'm thinking, gee, that's not really fair. It's mostly Biden. But it's like it doesn't matter what I think. It's what the majority of the voters think in the polling is as we approach the 2026 midterms. That's what matters.
Do you remember right before the election, an amazing thing actually happened? The number one issue and number two issue were actually immigration related.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Number three was the economy.
Right.
And people were in more pain than they are now.
Right. Yeah.
That's right?
True. Yeah.
Well, Trump has solved number one and number two.
Yeah. So guess what?
People think he hasn't. Actually, he is gone now. We have a lot more to fight. So now they want the prices down.
Yeah.
And they're blaming him rather than who they should blame, which is Joe Biden. So this is a really nutty a place to be. But I'm telling you, I think if we could solve the jobs problem, that would go a really, really long way.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Crazy times that we live in. Folks, we're still on the razor's edge. But the good news is we're in control and we got 3 years and 2 months to fix this. Lee.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
9 months in, folks are watching Trump run around the world, do a lot of things, dealing with Hamas, wants to rebuild Gaza, cutting a peace deal with Russia. It's honestly amazing all the things he's doing. He's basically doing the things that should have been done in the Biden presidency, but that the Democrats failed utterly to do. But when people go to the grocery store and they're still struggling against the tide of Bidenflation, and things don't seem to be changing, they're beginning to blame Trump, as Lee said in the last segment. About 75%, at least in the Fox News polling, blame Trump, which means it's about 60% because Fox News polls are among the most biased out there. That really frustrates Larry Kudlow of CNBC. Here's what he has to say about it.
Donald Trump didn't create the affordability crisis. The affordability crisis is inflation, prices are higher than wages for working folks, middle class and lower income people, okay? Joe Biden created 9% inflation with 21% cumulative increase in prices. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Joe Biden that did that. J.D. Vance made the case last night, I think, or the night before, that basically the average price of a home doubled under Biden, went up 100%, doubled. That wasn't Trump, it was under Biden. Now I got the Democratic Party and the lefty media blaming Donald Trump.
Which, of course, is absurd. The numbers break down like this. Americans have lost about, because of Bidenflation, $5,000 worth of purchasing power on average. Under Trump, we've actually regained about $3,000 worth of purchasing power, according to Kevin Hassett. We've gained about $3,000 back. We're missing $2,000. Wait, isn't that the amount that Trump wants to rebate people from the tariffs? Yeah. And he shouldn't do it. We need to pay down our debt. We need to pay down our debt. And look, I warned this about the big, beautiful bill when I had a national talk radio show host trash me for not just marching along like a little zombie to pass the thing. I said, it's going to make it a lot harder for this economy to recover if we pass this and lock in Biden's spending. Because once you spend it one time, you can't pull it back. You can't, because you'll have a massive crash in the economy. You have to pull it back gradually. So all of the doubling of the spending during COVID, 4 years with double federal spending just about. And we did that to pay people to stay home. Apparently now we know for no reason, because it was all based on lies. But when you do that, you have to keep printing it. So we are at money. We never stopped printing that money that went for the subsidies for COVID. So it's, you have to do that. And that's why Elon Musk quit the administration. He gave up. He threw his hands up and went, we're going to just go broke. We're just going to go broke. We can't stop it. That's why I said that's what needed to happen, the big, beautiful bill. We need to make those cuts. We need to find a way to do it. Now, to Trump's credit, he tried. He sent the first rescission bill. And then remember, the Republican leadership, John Thune, started blocking his appointments and said, no, you're not sending any more rescission bills. We could have cut the $300 to $500 billion a year we need to cut to begin to balance this stuff and right the ship. But John Thune wouldn't let Trump. He was blocking, with the Democrats' help, all Trump's appointees. That's where we are in this country. It's a very hard place with the Republicans' leadership in Congress absolutely undermining Trump and Doge and all the work that they've done. It's really hard to win a midterm when you have leaders like that in Congress. So we're in a really weird place, but nobody's better than Trump at wiggling out of weird places. But they need to start to talk almost exclusively about affordability. No more rebuild Gaza. People don't get that. All they think is, wow, I could use that money. No, you don't need to build Gaza. No. Putin peace deal. It's awesome. It would be historic, but people just don't get it. They don't understand. No, me first. That's how people think. They're trying to survive still what the Democrats and Biden did to them when they looted the Treasury. Now, notice what the Democrats are doing right now. It's very telling. They only want to talk about Epstein. There's nothing there. There's no there. There's like Russia collusion. It's just a swirl. They're talking about the swirl. There's no there there. They're not talking about their economic agenda. They can't. It would terrify people. They can't tell the truth about it. I mean, their base would like it, but the 20 to 25% hardcores, but the rest of society would be terrified. They can't talk about what they want to do economically. They can't talk about what they want to do socially. They can only try to hurt Trump, but it's working. Americans are going to the grocery store going, well, I can't afford, you know, this, this, and this. Thank God Thanksgiving, by the way, the Farm Bureau has just put out their estimate. It's the cost of that's down. And that's the general trend, folks. Things are going to get more affordable. It's going to recalibrate. The only question is, how fast does it happen? And the congressional spending is slowing it down. But all the Democrats have is Epstein, 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 Epstein. They're not talking about anything else. They can't. Because again, they'd terrify the public. They'd terrify the public. But the base does want to hear it. Their base does want to hear it. So they can't even lie about what they do economically because their base will rebel. They want communism. So I mean, I don't know the way out of this, but I do know this. Trump needs to stop talking about everything else under the sun and just focus on affordability. Show the American people a little bit of love. Make them feel like he's working for them. Here's the thing. He's doing amazing things. $21 trillion worth of investment deals he's gotten for the United States of America. That's going to yield huge gains. The factory, 100% immediate expensing in the big, beautiful bill. Massive gains. Massive jobs. But it's going to take about 18 months, and he needs to explain that again and again and again to the American people so they feel the love. AAA expects a record number of Americans to travel for Thanksgiving. They're predicting the worst traffic days. Wow, record number of Americans to travel. Okay, the worst traffic days to be next Tuesday and Wednesday. Makes sense. And then obviously Sunday and Monday following Thanksgiving. There, so 82 million people will head out this year, up from 80 million last year, an all-time record. So might want to strategize this if you're going to be on the road. AAA says they're estimating, based on their polling, they poll people to find out like when you're leaving, when you're going to be on the road. The worst times to be on the road. Next Tuesday from noon to 9 p.m. And then next Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. So, we used to do when we traveled before I started cooking, because it's just, I hated traveling with toddlers. We would put them to bed, get them in their pajamas. And then we would, around 9 o'clock, we would just load them up in the car. Give him like, you know, some nice warm milk to drink and, in the dark and then just, you know, in an attempt to knock them out. And then we'd do it at night. We'd leave at like 9:30. And that was the best way to go without somebody screaming the entire way. Cause I had a bunch of toddlers at one time. So that's how we would do it. We would deliberately wait till at night, but it's never easy. I finally, you know what, it's just easy for me to cook for everybody and have them come to me. So that's what I do every year. I still do it, even though my kids are much nicer to travel with now. They still scream and yell, though, mostly at each other, not because they want to get out of the car seat. The worst times to be heading home: Sunday, November 30th, between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. Monday, December 1st, between noon and 8 p.m. So it sounds like a lot of people taking that Monday off. And that Monday's rough because there's also regular commuter traffic. So anyway, the best day to travel, oddly, is next Thursday. It's not usually a lot of traffic on Thanksgiving itself. They're saying, so, you know, if you can leave early that day and hit the road, that's the best way to travel. And Hertz wants you to know Wednesday will be the busiest day for vehicle pickups if you're renting one. So there's some good news. Domestic car rental sales down 15% compared to last year. So, yeah, and drive safe. Absolutely. All right, folks. Meanwhile, Democrats desperately trying to stop the cartels' roots, the roots of these human trafficking systems, and I mean R-O-O-T-S, but also R-O-U-T-E-S, from being ripped out. That is what is going on right now. I can't play this audio enough. It's Attorney General Ken Paxton, year 2023, about what they were finding in Texas.
They're actually helping aid and abet the cartels, and then Texas says, we've had enough, we're going to do something about it, and then they threaten us from enforcing our own laws. It seems pretty crazy, and it's hard to believe that we have a government that is working against its own citizens and helping the cartels move as many people across the border as possible.
What does that look like, A.G. Paxton?
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before, and I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
This is 2023. Okay. And then Paxton explained they're building a network for the future, for their open border, for their border drive, to bring them their children, their trafficked children, but also to bring the drugs, the money, and really to merge with the cartels so that the cartels, as they operate in Mexico, could become a violent arm of the Democrat Party. We're actually seeing this now. They've been smoked out, you know, with the death threats, with the assassination awards that the cartels are putting out, bounties up to $50,000 for killing a Border Patrol agent or ICE agent. Here's Paxton.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a strong, really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across the, they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
Fast forward to today. They're going to get violent to try that the cartels and the Democrats. But then I repeat myself. They are trying to protect these networks. Now, Trump has figured out it's not enough to just use the military to seal the border. It's not enough to just deport them. Democrats get power. They're going to bring them all back. They want the Mexico model, where you're either with the party or the cartels kill you. But the party has deniability. Claudia Sheinbaum doesn't call in hits. But people who don't answer the cartels, they just die. That's how that goes. So to protect these networks, Trump knows he has got to kill them with strikes. Why do you think Trump said the other day that he's got the address for the cartel people? I got him. I can strike you. He said it because he knows Greg Bovino and Tom Homan and all of these Border Patrol agents have $50,000 bounties on their heads. What he's telling the cartels is, you hit one of them, I'm going to kill you.
I've been speaking to Mexico. They know how I stand. We're losing hundreds of thousands of people to drugs. So now we've stopped the waterways, but we know every route. We know every route. We know the addresses of every drug lord. We know their address. We know their front door. We know everything about every one of them. They're killing our people. That's like a war.
Oh, it is a war. It is. And that is why you have the Democrats telling the military, people inside the military, to refuse to carry out the strikes on their cartel partners, to carry, because it is not a formal relationship, but it absolutely is a relationship, the strikes in their cartel partners, and most especially on the cartel hive, which is Venezuela. This is the Democrats begging, and this is one of the most amazing clips I've ever heard, begging both the CIA, which is currently operating inside of Venezuela. The CIA is a Marxist operation right now. It's been infiltrated. Begging them to side with the Democrats and refused to take out the cartel rat lines. If you've been in the military, you know what a rat line is. I should say the Democrat and cartel rat lines. And that resulted in one of the most amazing clips I've ever heard. I'm going to play it next. Senate Democrats, half of them from the deep state, CIA, saying, refuse to go along with Trump. Protect our cartel friends. They bring us our replacement voters. This is a fight. So what I've just outlined for you is a war. It's a civil war that stretches from Chicago and LA and Charlotte into Venezuela and Colombia and Mexico, where for the first time, thanks to Trump, young people have the courage to rise up and take to the streets against the cartel mass murder, the terror there. We've never seen, but this is fascinating. It's a life or death struggle for the country and for Border Patrol agents who, folks, do you realize we have had 71 vehicle rammings in the last month? 71. They're trying to kill these cartel agents. Trump's trying to keep kill these border agents. Trump's trying to keep the cartels off their back. And none of this is being explained to the American people like I just did. Democrat senators, we've never seen this before, telling members of the military and the CIA to defy Trump in order to save their cartel human traffickers that brought them their 12 million voters. This is incredible, folks.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our law.
Trump's targeting Americans, they say. Cool. What Americans? I wouldn't support that. What Americans? Who? Could you tell me how many there are? What are their names? What city do they live in? When was the targeting? Who did it? I want to know who did. They don't say, do they? That's because for Democrats, Americans are code for the people they really care about, illegal immigrants. And when they say Trump, you know, did illegal orders, what illegal orders? They don't say. They don't say. So what they mean is legal orders that remove our cartel human trafficking network upon which we rely to bring us our replacement voters. That's what they mean. But what this is insurrection. And wait till you hear what we've got on this next.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.